Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, a live program. I invite the listeners to call in. We have about 3-4 minutes left, and so we're running out of time on that. But as you know, the program, I'm discussing collaboration, the need for us to work together instead of competing and trying to hurt each other, which is too often what happens in Puerto Rico. I mentioned, you know, at one time during at the beginning, I think the early segment, the Bar Association, as I think that's a kind of an offshoot of this topic, because as you know, the Bar Association was, because it relatively liberal and leftist in terms of civil rights protection and in criticizing the government and certain steps it has taken throughout the years, the PMP in the Fortuna administration, you know, passed a law that basically made it voluntary. No longer was it required. You can be to be a lawyer. You no longer had to be part of the Bar Association, and frankly, you know, I agree with that. I don't think people should be forced into these associations. I don't think I don't think it's necessary. The American Bar Association is voluntary. It's extremely successful. I don't think it helps either the American Bar Association or you as a member to force that togetherness and association. And you know, interestingly, now the Populares are kind of, you know, willing to hear the Bar Association and see if they're willing. They're more than willing, ready, able, and willing to then make it again compulsory, bring it back, you know, like a lot of other things, bring it back to where it was. And some people are wondering if that would be good for the bar. There was an article by Julio Fontanet, an ex-president, and you know, he goes a little bit back and forth on it, but I think his feeling it goes along with mine that that actually was probably a good thing that happened to the Bar Association. They weren't expecting it, and economically it was a big dent and all. But I think in terms of the collegiality, of the enthusiasm, of the independence from feeling that they have to do things the way the government, that particular administration at that moment wants it, I think they feel that was a good thing overall. And it seems to them, you know, seems to me, I think the Bar Association should not be requesting that this association be again compulsory. What I found kind of bothersome, and I don't think it's consistent, is that if you have the policy that associations like this should not be compulsory, then you should be consistent, and all these associations then should be voluntary. That didn't happen. And in fact, I don't have the case, but I remember when it happened. I don't remember the case, but I know it happened. Is that there weren't even new associations, compulsory associations, were implemented in the last administration. I think we should move towards to it being not compulsory. And what I'm getting to is, collaboration has to be a voluntary, has to be something that comes from within. It has to be rational. And to the extent it's imposed by the government with laws and regulations, it then loses some of the mysticism that's necessary in order to get the collaboration that one wants. So that is lesson I take from the Bar Association and from what's been happening. So with that, we close this program. It's a theme that I think Puerto Rico has to focus on, and I hope it's something that you, the listeners, will give some thought to, and hopefully, if you agree with me, press at all levels, that we collaborate, that we work together, that we unite at all levels in terms of getting things done. So I hope you have a good week that's free of stress, that your resolutions are resolved amicably and successfully, and I look forward to having you on my program next week. So take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.